奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证分享。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, give our testimony and also sharings.
首先感谢主耶稣的带领。
So first, I'd like to thank for the guidance of the Lord Jesus.
让我们大家能够来到主的面前一起来敬拜。
So that all of us can come before God to worship.
也非常欢迎亲朋好友一道来参加。
And we welcome all those friends and relatives to attend.
今晚跟大家谈分享的题目是主赏赐平安。
And so the topic that we're going to discuss today and show with everyone is that the Lord give peace.
那有一次在一个画画的社团里面呢。
And so there's one time among a society of artists.
他们要画一个平安的主题呀。
And they wanted to draw this topic of peace.
有一个画一只船，它很平安地回到一个港口里面。
So one drew this boat, and this boat peacefully went into the port.
也有的画一个海水非常的平静。
And so another person drew an ocean, it is very still.
那也有画那个草原上啊，都没有一点风，看起来很平静。
And another person drew this grass on a field, and it looks very peaceful.
其中有一个人就画一个瀑布。
And so one person drew a fall.
那瀑布很庞大。
And the fall was very wide, very big.
但是就在瀑布的旁边那个悬崖上面啊，有一个鸟巢。
And so right on top of the fall, this little area had the where the bird's nest.
那边有只小鸟，它睡得很安稳呢。
And so there was this tiny little bird that slept peacefully.
所以这句话就在平安的主题里面呢，成为一个最好的一个佳作。
So this piece of painting was the most important one out of the artist society.
表示在一个暴风雨的下面。
And it was under this thunderous storms.
结果有一个鸟巢里头的小鸟能够安稳地睡着。
And there was yet this little bird that was able to sleep peacefully.
我们的人生不也是这样吗？
And isn't our life also the same?
工作的忙碌。
And the busyness of our work.
生活的压力。
And the pressures of life.
身体上的疾病。
And the sicknesses of our body.
或种种会造成我们心灵的不平安。
And all these things causes our heart to be unpeaceful.
肉体的不平安。
Physical unpeace.
精神上的不平安。
And emotional unpeace.
所以我们发现这个社会经济越来越进步，人不见得一直都很平安的。
So we can see that the society is constantly increasing in its technology. Doesn't mean that man is peaceful.
谈到有关平安的信息。
And so to proclaim this message of peace.
圣经里面也非常重视有关这一方面的道理。
And the Bible emphasizes on this topic of peace.
在摩西五经里面。
And in the first five books of Moses.
首先会看到平安这个字眼就在平安记这个事情上面。
And so you can see this word, this peace.
看到平安的字眼呢，在平安记上面才看到。
In the gospel, the peace offering. That you can see there's this word peace.
最先出现平安的字眼就在那里啊。
And so the first time this was recorded was there.
神甚至把这个平安也给他的百姓呢。
And so the God wanted to give this peace to his people.
我们来看一下利未记的二十六章。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 26.
利未记二十六章。
Leviticus chapter 26.
第六节。
Verse 6.
二十六章的第六节。
Chapter 26, verse 6.
二十六章这里说神要赐平安在你们的地上。
And here it says, God says, I will give peace in the land.
所以我们在这里看到神特别将平安要赐给他的百姓。
So here we can especially see that God wanted to give peace to his people.
而他的百姓是住在这个地上。
And his people lived on this land.
那当以色列百姓在献这个重要的舞祭的时候，
So when the Israelites were offering the five important offerings,
其中一个祭叫做平安祭,
so one of the offerings was the peace offering,
也叫做馨香之祭,
and it is also the burnt offering.
那说起来, 神爱他的百姓, 除了用救赎的工作来表明以外,
so besides trying to God trying to express his love through these things,
他也用这个平安啊, 赐给他百姓作为一种, 啊, 神的赐予,
and so God gives this peace as a gift.
那说起来啊, 这个 神把他的恩典临到他的百姓啊,
so God has rained upon his blessing to his people.
其实 平安的体验是一个最重要的一个现象。
And so the experience of this peace is the most important thing.
我们再过来看耶利米书的29章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29.
11节。
Verse 11.
29章11节。
Jeremiah chapter 29, 11.
11节。
Verse 11.
神说, 我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
So, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil.
而不是降灾祸的意念。
And it is not thoughts of evil.
在这里我们很清楚地看到,
and so here we clearly can see,
神的本意是要赐平安给人哦。
So God's original intention is to give peace to men.
是因为人不遵守神的话。
It is because men do not obey the words of God,
不敬拜真神,
and do not worship the true God,
宁愿去敬拜偶像,
and they rather worshipped the idols,
甚至照着自己肉体的情欲而生活,
and they lived according to the desires of their flesh.
所以人就活在罪恶中,
so men live under the sin.
所以人感受到的生活就是一种不平安的现象,
so the man experiences their life as unpeaceful.
不然一个人好好地遵守神的话,
so if a person is willingly and do the word of God,
照道理应该所感受到的是一种平安的见证啊,
so they should be able to experience the peace of God.
虽然百姓常常违背神的意思,
so even though the people of God always disobey God,
但是神借着各种方式,
but God uses many ways to remind his people,
让他们在逆境中能够体会到要寻求归向这位真神,
so that in their heart they may experience that they need to pursue after this true God,
再一次的来领受平安的见证,
and once again they can come receive the testimony of peace.
所以神透过先知也这样表达,
and so through the prophets, God also expressed, so even though they are captured by the enemy, so even though in their lives there are many difficulties, but God never forgot the covenant that he made with his people of peace.
神是信实的,
and God is faithful. And so through the prophets that God told the Israelites,
我要赐平安给你们作为永远的约,
I want to make this everlasting covenant of peace with you.
那直到新约到底谁把这个平安带进到这个世界来呢?
And so who has brought this peace into the New Testament?
我们来看这个约翰福音的第14章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章。
John chapter 14.
14章我们来看这个27节,
chapter 14 verse 27,
在新约圣经150页,
John chapter 14 verse 27,
150页 新约圣经,
OK,
我留下平安给你们, 我将我的平安赐给你们,
let a peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you.
我所赐的平安不像世人所赐的,
not as the world gives do I give you.
照着我讲的分,
okay.
我所赐的平安不像世人所给的,
and so the peace that I give you is not what the world gives you.
你们得到了主的平安,
so you have received the peace of the Lord.
你就不会忧愁，也不胆怯。
And then you will not worry and you will not be dismayed.
这里主耶稣讲得很清楚哦。
So Jesus speaks very clearly here.
他知道要离准备离开这个世界。
So before he is going to leave this world.
他交代了几件事。
He have put down a few things.
他特别把平安照着他过去旧约的应许要赐给世人呢。
So he wanted to give this peace according to the Old Testament to his people.
他要留下平安给跟随他的人呢。
And he wants to give peace to those who follow him.
他很清楚地说，我给的平安跟一般世人给的不同哦。
And he says very specifically saying that the peace I give you is not the same as the world.
我们现代的人的平安的定义跟主耶稣讲的不同。
So the understanding of our peace of today is very different what the Lord Jesus said.
我们一般世人的定义就是钱多咯。
And of course, typically,
有一个好的车子开咯。
We have more money, we could drive a better car.
有一个漂亮的房子住啦。
We have a beautiful house to live in.
享受谁要享受的。
And to enjoy whatever we desire to enjoy.
一般世人都是这样的想法嘛。
So most people in this world have this kind of thought.
但是主耶稣给的不是这样的。
But what the Lord Jesus gives is not this.
因为这个主耶稣给的平安会跟永恒国度的福气平安有关的。
So the peace that the Lord Jesus gives is also related to the eternal salvation.
整本圣经都在讲述神救赎的工作。
And so the whole Bible talks about the salvation of the Lord.
所以他第一次到来这个世上是要来拯救人哦。
So the first time he came to this world is to save people.
但是除了这个工作，他还强调了一个很重要的指标。
So besides this important work, he emphasized another important point.
我们来看一下路加福音的第一章。
Luke, let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
78节、79节。
Verse 78 and verse 79.
路加福音第一章七十八节、七十九节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 78 and verse 79。
七十八节。
Verse 78。
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们。
Verse 78。Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us。
七十九节。
79。
要照亮坐在黑暗中十英里的人。
To give light to those who sit in darkness.
要把我们的脚引到平安的道路上面。
And to guide our feet into the way of peace.
所以主耶稣来不单单拯救人呢。
So not only did the Lord Jesus came to save people.
还要引导我们的脚步到平安的道路上面呢。
But to guide our feet into the way of peace.
所以从这里很清楚地告诉我们。
So from here it clearly tells us.
从旧约到新约里面。
So from all the way from New Old Testament to the New Testament.
平安之约的约定是神所定、神所给的。
And so this covenant of peace is given by God.
是要赐给跟随他、信从他的人呢。
And it's given to those who believe in Him and follow Him.
所以我们很可以这样说。
So we can say this.
信耶稣必会得到平安。
So to believe in the Lord Jesus, you are certainly gain the peace.
问题是我们的心怎么样去归向他。
But the problem is, how does our heart go belong to him?
如果我们是用不信的心，我们就得不到平安。
And if we use a heart of unbelief, we cannot receive the peace.
如果是用怀疑的心，就得不到平安。
If we use a heart of doubt, we cannot gain the peace.
如果是用一种骄傲的心态、自意的心态，也得不到平安。
If we use a selfish or proud heart, we cannot gain the peace.
凡事我们在神面前要做一个回转，做一个对神相信的动作。
So before God, we need to make an action of return and reconcile to Him.
有机会，我们如果到医院里面做探访。
And if we have the opportunity to go to the hospital to visit.
住院的病人，他的疾病有很多种类。
And the people that are hospitalized, they have all different kinds of illness.
有的是身体上面的。
And some are on the upper part of the body.
有的是思想上面的。
Some are related to their thoughts.
也有是精神上面的。
Some are related to their emotions.
甚至有一些是医学没有办法治疗的。
And some are even impossible to be healed by medical.
那神人陷入在这样的疾病困难里面。
So people are under this kind of difficulties and these kind of
就很难有一个平静的生活。
So it is very hard to have a peaceful life.
这个时候的我们呢？
And so this,
更需要到主这边来啊。
So for us today, we need to especially come before the Lord.
因为在他里面有真正的平安。
Because in him there's the true peace.
那刚刚我们就稍微谈了一下圣经里面对平安之约的一个发展。
And so we can see it that from the Bible, the progression of the peace.
这个平安在耶稣基督身上显现。
And this peace appeared on the Lord Jesus.
他亲自带来这个平安之约。
And he has personally brought this covenant of peace.
他也知道我们在世上有苦难。
He knows that we have troubles in this world.
但是他告诉我们说，在他里面有真平安。
But he tells us that in him is the true peace.
是我们可以放心。
So that we may rely on him.
胜了这世界。
Because he has overcome this world.
问题是我们要怎么样才能够得到在他里面的真平安？
So the problem is how can we gain this true peace in that in him?
我们以下就跟大家谈三点。
And so the following will discuss three points.
让我们在认识耶稣这个部分得到很好的学习。
So on this knowing Jesus that we may gain this wonderful.
首先我们来看耶伯记的二十二章。
Let's first look at Job chapter 22.
耶伯记二十二章。
Job chapter 22.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
二十二章的二十一节。
Chapter 22 verse 21.
这里说你要认识神就得平安，福气也必临到你。
And now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace, thereby goodwill will come to you.
所以这里讲要得到平安福气啊。
So here it says in order to gain peace.
这里就讲到了第一点，要认识神。
And so here it mentions the first point, we need to know God.
在原文里面呢，那个同样的字，它可以翻作认识或者是知道。
And so in the original text, this word can mean that to get to know or to know, understand.
在中文来讲，认识和知道，这个是两个层面的一个意思。
And so to get to know or to understand, and this has in Chinese, it's two different meanings.
这里讲到的，你要认识神，得到平安福气啊。
And so here it says that you have to get to know him and then be at peace.
这不是一般的认识或知道啊。
And this is not a normal understanding or getting to know.
保罗在勉励以弗所教会的时候，
so when Paul was encouraging the church at Ephesus,
他说他用祷告求神赐给以弗所教会信徒智慧的心啊。
So he says through prayer, he prayed that God give them the heart of wisdom.
让众教会众信徒能够真知道神呢。
So that all the saints they may come to know that the true God.
这不是像我们一般人见面我认识你你认识我的那一种方式。
And this is not the kind of getting to know when we are together between us.
那保罗在勉励以弗所教会他就谈到要从三个方面真知道神哦。
So when Paul is encouraging the Ephesus church that there's three ways he's encouraging them to know God.
第一个要知道神的恩召。
And the first one is that they have to know the calling of God.
第二个要知道神的荣耀。
And second, that they need to know the glory of God.
第三个要知道神的能力作为。
And also the third is that they need to know the ability and the power of God.
这三个对基督徒来讲是很重要的认识。
And so these three points to a Christian is an important understanding.
我们到底知道主多少？
So how much do we know the Lord?
当我们在信仰生活上有挣扎，我知道主多少。
So when we're struggling in our faith, how much do we know God?
当我想顺着情欲犯罪的时候，我知道主多少。
And when we give in to the desires of flesh, how much do we know the Lord?
如果你真知道主，
if we really know the Lord,
你就会拒绝情欲的发生。
You will reject the lust of the flesh.
不会顺着罪恶走下去。
And you will not continue walk on the path of
sin. 因为罪恶你做下来啊。你没有办法面对神了。
Because when you commit the sin, you are no longer able to face God.
当你真知道这位神的时候，
when you truly know this God,
你跟他的认识是一种生命的关系。
And when you know him, it is a connection in of life.
而是一种坚强的，并且是一种恩典的。
And it is filled with grace and with power.
当以色列百姓被神拯救出埃及走旷野。
So when the Israelites were being rescued from Egypt in the wilderness,
被引导进入迦南地，
and was being led to go through the land of Canaan.
那后来他们建立以色列的一个王国了。
And then later on, they established the Israelite kingdom.
但是在这一块神应许的迦南地，
so in this promised land of Canaan,
他们没有好好的使用，
they did not really put it to good use.
反而被迦南地的外族人给同化。
But instead, they were being led by the outside Gentiles, and they worshipped the Gentile idols, and they did not worship or serve God. So before God, this is a big mistake. So God was very angry. So first, they allowed the Israelite nation to be divided into the northern and southern kingdom.
然后北国就在主前722年就被亚述国灭亡。
And so the northern kingdom was destroyed by Assyria.
主前722年。
And so in 772 BC was destroyed by Assyria.
然后这个南国就在主后606到586年586年呢被巴比伦国给灭亡了。
And so the southern kingdom was destroyed by Babylon in AD 606 to 582.
586年。
Okay, 586. And it was a very important reason. Let's turn to the book of Hosea. Hosea chapter 6.
第六章, 我们来看这个 第三节,
Hosea chapter 6, verse 3.
请看第三节,
verse 3. Please look at verse 3.
在旧约1060页,
it's in the Old Testament,
1060页,
so 1060 page.
第三节这里说, 我们务要认识神。
And so verse 3 says, let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. And going forth and establish as, to pursue the knowledge of the Lord.
在同一个经文,
so in the same verse, the prophet used twice, let us know and let us pursue the knowledge of the Lord. And so the prophet of God would not be so bored. And so in the same matter, he emphasized more than once.
有时候夫妻生活,
so sometimes during the life of a married couple,
太太啊,
so the wife might talk a little more. And so when you constantly repeat the same thing over and over to the husband,
或者交代,
and it is to let the husband know.
丈夫受不了就问太太,
so when the husband can't take it any longer, we'll ask the wife.
我已经知道了,
I have already know, you do not need to repeat it again.
啊, 那太太这样回答,
so the wife will reply.
因为同一件事再重复,
so if I keep on repeating the same thing over, it means that it is an important matter.
除非那个太太或先生啊, 是嘴巴很多的,
so unless the husband or wife, they have multiple mouths.
真的有时候碰到长舌公, 长舌妇也是很麻烦。
And so, yeah.
舌头很长的先生或太太。 Okay.
So unless if you happen to meet a husband or wife, they have very long tongue, then that is bad.
因为这个是我们中国在讲的话,
so this is a Chinese proverb.
表示一个太太话太多啊, 叫做长舌妇, 舌头很长。
So when the wife's tongue, when we say the wife has too long of a tongue, that means it speaks too much.
这个不一定是太太的权利, 有的先生也是舌头很长。
So this might not only be attributed to the wife, but also to the husband, because they might have long tongue.
但是神的先知不是这样哦。
But the prophet of God is not like
this.
So he has one important commission from God is to preach the word of God.
为什么先知强调一定要认识神呢?
So why does here the prophet emphasizes on knowing God? Because the Israelites never were able to put in action to know the Lord.
就好像我们一直无法 把信仰信心提起来啊,
and so it is for us like we raise up this problem of faith. And so what is the reason?
我们来看这个何西阿书第五章,
let's turn Hosea chapter 5
第四节,
verse 4,
五章的四节,
chapter 5 verse 4,
以色列百姓所行的使他们不能归向神。
They do not direct their deeds toward turning to their God.
因为有淫乱的心在他们里面。
Because the spirit of harlotry is in their midst.
淫乱的心。
他这个是翻译是。
你就照着我讲的翻。
So the, this sexual immorality is in their heart.
结果他们做出来的是不认识神的动作。
So what is the result is that the action is a result in that they do not know God.
所以他们内心有淫乱的心呢。
So in their heart, they have a heart of.
所以他所有的动作行为就不认识神呢。
So all their action is represents that they do not know God.
所以这淫乱的心在心中不好啊。
So this immoral heart is in the heart is not good.
当我们在研究旧约圣经的时候。
So when we study the Old Testament.
百姓有两个很大的罪。
So the people have two big sins.
可以归纳为两个。
And it could be all categorized into
two sins. 第一个就是宗教上面淫乱的罪。
And so the first is on in their religion, their immoral acts.
不拜真神，拜偶像。
So they do not worship the true God, they worship idols.
不拜神，拜这世界。
So they do not worship God, they worship this world.
不尊重纯一的信仰而去重视情欲肉体的生活。
So they do not emphasize on their a good faith, but instead on the lust of their flesh.
第二种罪是什么呢？
So what is the second sin?
人行为道德的淫乱。
And so all the incorruptible deeds of men.
这一个很容易去破坏那个宗教的信仰呢。
And so this kind of things will harm their spiritual belief.
很多现在的世人。
So many people in this world.
满足自己的欲望。
They satisfy their desires.
只要快乐。
And all they want to do is be happy.
不见得要按照这个正常的生活。
They do not want to go according to a normal life.
所以我们会发现，人行为道德的败坏、淫乱呢，真的是会影响跟神的关系。
So we can see that all these things that people, all the immoral actions people take, will affect their relationship with God.
亲自这样做见证了。
So the Lord Jesus made a personal testimony.
认识神，耶稣基督是什么样的一个见证呢？
And so to understand the Lord Jesus, what kind of testimony?
我们来看这个约翰福音十七章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
十七章的第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
十七章第三节。
Chapter 17, verse 3.
这里是主耶稣亲自说的话。
So this is personally spoken by the Lord Jesus.
他说认识你独一的真神耶稣基督。
And so to know the true God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是永生。
And this is eternal life.
所以我们可以看到，认识神从约伯记的所谈的肉身平安福气。
And so from Job, we can see to know God is the first is the physical peace.
我们认识神得平安了，在这个世界会啊。
Because when we believe in God, we will gain peace in this world.
那你一直在这个道路上面一直在追求认识神。
So in this path, you continue to understand to get to know God.
最后你会进到永生哎。
And then eventually you will enter into eternal life.
这样看起来，认识神的动作太重要了。
So from this point of view, we can see that to understand God, this action is important.
对一个想要成为耶稣基督儿女的人呢
，and to become the children of God.
他除了体验在世上的平安的生活以外。
So besides the experience of peace in this physical life,
会渐渐地进入到神的国度永生的平安里面。
And this will transition to knowing God in the spiritual and the kingdom of God.
所以我们想想看，认识神是不是很重要
？So let's think about it. To know God is important.
所以认识神可以得到在主里面的真平安。
So if we know the Lord, then we gain the true peace in God.
有一个。很有钱的家里人呢。
And so there's this very wealthy family person.
他们在经济生活上不是问题。
And so in their financial life, it was no problem.
但是他们心灵不平安。
But they had no peace in their heart.
肉身不平安。
They had no peace physically.
他甚至说可以用更多的钱买到平安，他真的会给。
And they even said that I could use more money to buy peace. And they were willing to give it.
这些财富没有办法给他带来平安。
So all these wealth of theirs were not able to bring peace with them. Why?
原来他的家里啊是一个很多鬼的运动场啊。
And so in this family, it was actually the field of or athlete of many demons.
白天呢、啊，家里里头很多鬼哎。
So in the daytime in the house there were many many demons.
晚上那个鬼又做运动会。
And so at night they were having like an athletic party.
主人要睡啊，结果有的鬼开电视。
So the owner wants to sleep, but the ghosts want to turn on the television.
有的鬼就炒菜。
And so some ghosts they were try to make food. Some ghosts were try to do the laundry.
有的鬼在里面打球。
Some ghosts were trying to play basketball.
有的鬼把那个主人的那个睡床抬起来在那边转，那主人怎么睡？
And so some ghosts will try to raise the bed and spin it. And so how's the owner going to sleep?
哇，很可怜呢。
And it was very sad.
结果他开始找人，人说什么法师厉害，他就去找。
And so he started to find people, and whatever people say it was useful, he
looked for them.
So it was better not finding the sorcery, but and after he found the sorcery, even more devils, more ghosts come in. And he went to other church denominations.
那个神父或牧师啊，为他祷告啊，很害怕。
Or either the father or all the religious leaders, they were trying to pray, but it was very scary.
甚至到后来，神父或牧师啊。 就跟他们讲啊,
so either the father or the minister would tell them.
说你们不要再来了,
and tell them, do not come again.
哇,如果你们再来啊, 我的信徒都会跑掉, 因为有鬼进来啊。
Because if you come again, my believers, my members will leave because all ghosts will come in. It was very pitiful.
这个时候, 这个太太想死,
so at this moment, the wife wanted to die.
有钱,
and they have the money.
赚那么多,
they have made so much money.
没有用啊。
And it was of no use. They had no peace.
最后碰到我们信徒,
so until later they met a believer.
所以我们信徒说, 哎, 你不要担心了,
and so our believer says, do not worry.
我们会请我们教会的人过来跟你谈,
I will invite our church people to come and talk with you. So our church pastor and the board members went there.
他说他心里很烦躁。
And he said that his heart is disturbed. And he has no peace at all. And so our pastor prayed in silence.
一翻圣经啊，就是翻到约翰福音17章第3节。
And then once he turned open the Bible, it went to John chapter 17, verse 3.
认识耶稣基督，这就是永生啊。
And to know the Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal life.
当我们的传道在解经的时候,
so when our pastor was explaining the Bible,
让他听明白啊。
So that he may understand clearly.
哇，他感动得流泪。
And then he wept bitterly.
然后很大声说, 感谢主, 这就是我要的答案。
And then he said, thank the Lord, this is the answer that I wanted.
他就答应隔天来参加布道会。
And then he agreed to attend the evangelical service the next day.
刚好在讲布道会的时候也是这个题目啊。
So and during the evangelical service was also this topic.
他很认真听耶。
And he paid it great
attention.
So he later on, lastly, came forward to pray. And then he followed our methods of prayer. And the first phrase he said, in the name of Lord Jesus, I pray. And then afterwards, continued to say, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And then was under the laying of hands. And then he received the Holy Spirit. And then his tongue. And his heart is very, very happy. Not only this.
他又看到了异象,
and then he saw a vision.
天上有荣光, 照到这个会堂啊,
and this glorious light from heaven shine on the chapel.
心里得到真正的平安啊,
and then in his heart he gained this true peace.
哇, 感谢主啊,
and thank God.
这个时候他家庭都平安了,
and then his whole family members were peaceful.
那个不好的东西都不见了,
and all the bad things were gone.
他也带着他的两个孩子一起来慕道,
and brought the two children to also choose.
哇, 感谢主啊,
and thank God.
就因为有心要认识神,
because they had the heart to know God.
就在耶稣基督里面得到平安,
so they gained the peace in the Lord Jesus.
所以认识神很重要,
so to know God is important.
对已经受洗的人来讲更是重要,
and to the people we know God, it is even more important.
你如果在做不认识神的动作行为,
and if you continue to do those actions that do not know the Lord, then you will lose peace.
要怎么样得着真平安呢?
And so the second point, how can we gain the true peace?
请看119篇,
let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇,
Psalms 119,
165节,
100 and verse 165.
119篇的165节
Chapter 119 verse 165
这里说爱你律法的人有大平安
Here says great peace have those who love your law
什么都不能使他们绊脚
And nothing will cause them to stumble
所以这里告诉我们了第二点呢
So here tells us the second point
喜爱明白神的话的人呢
And those who find joy to know the words of God
就会得到大平安
They will gain the great peace
耶稣基督这样做见证啊
And the Lord Jesus testified
他说圣经神的话都是在见证他哎
And so he says that the whole scripture testifies of himself.
因为神的话里面有永生的生命。
Because in the words of God, there is the eternal life.
同样的在诗篇119篇的105节。
In the same chapter 119, verse 105.
这里说,神的话是我脚前的灯。
And here it says that your word is the lamp to my feet.
神的话是我路上的光。
And also the words of God is the light to my path.
所以我们的人生要有神的 光的见证与我们同行啊
So if we want the testimony of the light of God
那这里强调的就是有心中有神的话
And here emphasizes that in the heart we need to have the word of God
你每一次在判断事情都会选择神的话对的事
And so every time we discern a matter we will use the words of God to whether it's right or wrong
我们没有违背神的话我们心中就平安了
And when we don't go against the words of God our peace, our hearts will have peace
而且我们非常有力量在神的面前向他祷告
And then we will have great power to pray in the presence of the Lord
我们就是有太多的害怕
It is because we have too much
fear
有太多的思虑愁烦 Too much worries and too much troubles
有太多的忧虑
Too much worries
所以我们 就没有办法过一个平安的生活
And then we are not able to live a peaceful life
神的话就是我们人的光
And the words of God is our light
所以喜爱明白神的话的人呢
So those who find joy in the words of God
就会得到大平安
They will gain this great peace
我们可以朝这个方向来努力哦
And we can work on going to this direction
人的话常常会让我们这个生气啊
And the words of men will always make us angry.
人的话有时候没有办法拯救我们呢。
And the words of men will not edify or save us.
比如说我们喜爱的人生病了。
And for example, our beloved ones are sick.
我们关心的人遇到问题了。
And the ones we care for, they have encountered problems.
我们的话帮助很有限。
And our words are very limited in the helping.
安慰也非常有限。
And to comfort them is very limited.
这个时候我们要想起神的话
So at this moment we need to think of the words of God
用神的话成为我们的力量
To use the words of God as our power
所以我们喜爱明白神的话 真的有大平安哦
So if we find joy in the words of God Then we'll gain this great peace And the third point
要怎么做才能够得到在主里面的真平安呢
And so what can we do to gain the true peace in the Lord
我们来看罗马书第八章
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8
罗马书第八章的第六节
Romans chapter 8 verse 6
第六节
Verse 6
这里说体贴肉体的就是死
And here it says to be carnally minded is death
体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace
在这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们两种生活
And so here it clearly tells us there's two types of life
第一种是体贴肉体情欲的
And the first kind of living is to mind our physical body, and it is death.
当我们所做的肉体生活是罪恶的。
And when we do it with our physical flesh, it's sin.
我们体贴，我们就做出犯罪的事。
And then we care about these physical things that we sin. And the result is death.
因为人一旦被罪给束缚很痛苦啊
And when men are controlled by sin, it is very painful.
会被罪给辖制。
It is being bounded by sin.
就活在不平安的生活里面。
And it is to live a life of unpeace.
那另外一种生活是不错的。
And the other life is pretty good.
属神的生活。
And it is a life that belongs to God.
这是一种快乐有神同在的生活。
And this is a life that's filled with joy and peace.
属灵的生活。
And it is a spiritual life. It is life that is being abided with God. And here it talks the third point. And so here it tells us that we have to emphasize on accepting the spiritual life so we gain peace.
顺从圣灵 得到生命平安。
And it is to be spiritually minded and to gain this life and peace.
所以这是一个很重要的认识。
And this is an important understanding.
所以为什么我们祷告常常要求圣灵？
And so why do we pray for the Holy Spirit in our
prayer? 因为有时候我们软弱。
Because we are weak sometimes.
有时候我们不足。
Sometimes we are lacking.
有时候我们面对事情会无力感。
Sometimes we have no strength to encounter.
有时候不能控制自己。
Sometimes we cannot control ourselves.
怎么办？
So what can we do?
我们需要神的力量帮助我们。
We need God's strength to help.
那神的力量灌注在我们的就是一种圣灵的能力。
When God's strength is upon us, it is the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要求得圣灵。
We need to ask for the Holy Spirit.
才能够给我们很大的帮助。
And then it will give us a great help.
圣灵是从神来的灵。
And Spirit is the Spirit from God.
它可以，我们可以祈求而得到它。
And it's something we can ask for and we can receive.
像刚刚所见证的那位慕道小姐。
And so what we have said in our testimony.
她来到教会。
The truth seeker friend, lady. And when after you come to church.
她要寻求平安。
And she wanted to get peace.
她在祷告中得到了圣灵。
So in the prayer, she gained the Holy Spirit.
圣灵给她能力。
And the Spirit gave her power.
圣灵帮助她。
Spirit helped her.
所以体验到了。这位神使人生命平安。
And so she experienced that this peace of the Lord Jesus.
这是一个很重要的圣灵的见证。
And this is an important testimony of the Holy Spirit.
是你我大家所需要的一种信仰的生活。
And it is either you and me that we need in our life of faith.
也是我们在人生的旅途上最重要的一个依靠。
So in our physical in our journey in this world, it is we can rely on.
靠着圣灵可以致使。罪恶或情欲的事
，and the Holy Spirit will be able to suppress our physical desires.
圣灵的引导是出自于神的一种赏赐力量。
And so the guidance of the Holy Spirit is the grace that is given by God.
那有一个长得不错的一个小姐。
And so there was this lady that was very beautiful.
她在大学时代啊是非常不错。
And so when she was in college, she was very good.
曾经电影公司啊也邀请她要演那个影片的女主角，但她不答应。
And so and at that time there was a films company that wanted to hire her to be the main actress, and she refused.
一般啊，这个电影的女主角应该有某种程度的一个漂亮跟外表了哈。
And so normally for movies, for the main to be a main role for an actress, they have to have a certain standard.
她后来没有去演呢。
So later on, she did not.
不知道什么事情，她结果变得忧郁症。
So do not know why she became depressed.
很可怜的。
It was very pitiful.
患有忧郁症的人呢，他的头脑的想法就是一个想办法去死。
And so those people that have depression, their mind is just thinking how to die.
所以家里。也带她去看很多的医生或秘医、啊。
And so the family brought her to see all kinds of doctors and all kind of specialists.
没有办法、哎、
And nothing helped.
勉强把大学给读完了。
And so she very hardly made it through school.
后来她到一个中学里面教书。
And then she went to this middle school to teach.
哇，常常情绪控制不好会打学生啊。
And so a lot of times she cannot control her temper, she would hit the students.
所以她的家里就这样想啊。
And so her family thought,
不如让她结婚可能会改变哦。
And maybe we should try to get her to be married, then she'll be better.
有另外一个伴啊，可以一起说或许会。得到医治。
And so maybe if she has somebody to accompany her, then she'll be healed.
我真的找到一个老板结婚了。
And then they definitely found this boss that she got married to.
但是结婚以后更糟糕。
And then after marriage it was even worse.
这个先生也没有办法专心的这个顾公司的事。
And so this husband cannot focus on the company matters.
因为常常会接到警察局打电话，这是不是你的太太啊？快来领啊！
So many times he will receive calls from the police station saying, "Is this your wife? Come and pick her up."
他会走到高楼的屋顶啊，走在那个边沿那边啊，就是准备要跳。
And she will go to a very high-rise building and walk on the ledge and want to jump.
哇，看到很高的桥也是上去准备要跳。
And then when she see a high bridge, she will always go to the top and want to jump down.
患这种病的人呢，他的想法就是努力怎么样去死。
And so those people who contract these kind of disease, all they think about is how to die. So it is how pitiful.
一个正常的人绝对不会想这个问题的。
So a normal person would never think about this kind of matter.
他一定努力拼工作啊，养孩子啊，这个让自己过得更好啊。
Instead, they would think I have to work really hard so I can raise up my child. They can have a better living.
人就是这样。
So people are like this.
遇到事情就是非常脆弱。
So when they face situations, they are very weak.
所以用各种办法要找寻这个平安，真的很难呢。
So using all kinds of methods to find this peace, it is very difficult.
人的尽头就是神的开始。And
so the end of man is the beginning of God.
就有一次他准备穿好衣服，这次要自杀成功了。And
so there's one time she dressed especially well and tried to commit suicide. She wanted to be successful.
我们教会的信徒就在街上遇到他。
And so God arranged a believer from our church to be there in the streets and to meet her.
我们信徒看到，哎，这么漂亮的一个人，为什么走起来怪怪的？
And so our member thought, how such a beautiful person dressed so nicely, walking in a very awkward manner.
后来就问他你要做什么?
And then asked her, what do you want to do?
这个小姐直接回答说，我准备要自杀死。
And so this lady responded saying, I'm about get ready to die.
我们信徒听了，不能理解哪有这种人。
So our member heard this and cannot understand this. Is there such a person?
又不是长得很丑，看起来。 应该家庭不错，经济好又漂亮。And
it is not that you are very ugly. You actually look very beautiful and you have a very good family.
我们教会的信徒就说，来，我帮你介绍。And
so our church member says, I will introduce you to our church.
你先不要去自杀了。Do
not first, do not go commit suicide. Please come to our church. And then she attended our church.
也感谢主，信徒为她代祷。And
then thank God, the believers prayed for her.
她参加聚会听懂哎。
And then when she attended service, she understood.
参加完了，她说我还可以再来吗？
And she said, after attending, can I come, continue to come?
当然可以再来啊。
And of course you could continue to come.
就给她聚会的时间，晚上了，安息日了。And
then give her this, the worship times, the night times, the Sabbath services. And then she always came.
哇，只要来教会就很快乐。And
then anytime she come to church, she's joyful. She's very joyful in prayer. Joyful in hymns.
听道理也快乐。
Joyful in listening sermons.
哇，就常常来一段时间呢。
And then she came for a period of time.
她就忘记要自杀。And
then she forgot that she wanted to.
有一次祷告，他得到了宝贵的圣灵。
And then one time in her prayer, she received the precious Holy Spirit.
他在自然中间就这样好嘞。
And said naturally in this way, she was healed.
认识神得到平安嘞。
So she believed in God, she gained peace.
听明白神的道理得到平安嘞。
She understood the words of God, she gained peace.
祷告得到圣灵得到平安嘞。
And she prayed, she gained peace.
哇，他先生有一天发现，哎，你好嘞。
And then her husband one day realized, you are healed.
没有再发作嘞。
And you are no longer like that anymore.
感谢主耶。
Oh, thank God.
后来他接受洗礼啊。
And then she accepted baptism.
神亲自医治他，拣选他。
And God has personally healed her and selected her.
所以顺着这三点会在主里面得到真正的平安呢。
So through these three points, we'll gain the true peace in the Lord Jesus.
后来他成为很会宣传福音的一个人。
And then later on, she became this person that was gifted in preaching the gospel. Because she was able to go through this kind of experience. Because her life was the most weak. Because God sustained her life. Because knowing God, she gained peace. And so this Lord that gives the peace lived in her. And then later on, she became the chair for the evangelism of the church. And is very gifted worker. And she had many people come believe in the Lord. Because she was a living testimony. It is a testimony person for God. And this is the abidance of God. And if God is not in the middle, she would not find peace. Her life probably have ended a long time ago. Thank God. If we want, we will also gain this peace in the Lord. We need to use our heart to draw close to Him. and a heart of repentance,
谦卑的心,
a heart of humble,
敬畏主的心,
and a heart of a fearing God,
把我们所有的事都放在他的面前,
that we can give everything before the Lord,
把忧虑也交在他面前,
and all of our worries we give over to him,
全家同心祷告,
and then the whole family pray in one accord,
同心祷告,
the whole church pray in one accord,
我们自己个人的用心祷告,
and then we pray
fervently ourselves,
and we ask the Lord to help
us
to come into our hearts,
引导我们有更平安,
to guide our life into a more peaceful life. And may the Lord bless everyone.
唱诗160首,
sing hymn 160.